Roll call, please.
Badger?
Present.
Heck?
Here.
Metcalf?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Tylan?
Here.
Westcott? And Skrull?
Here. Six in attendance. Minutes of the previous meeting. May I have a motion for approval?
We're doing a public
Fine. I was on a roll. I had fried chicken on my mind. Okay. Then we will go into our public hearing. The first order of business is to open the public hearing pursuant to 70 ILCS 1205/4-4. We are here because we have a budget in front of us. I spent about an hour, maybe a bit more, on the phone, plus, and I got a lot of my questions answered, so my thanks to staff for their time and patience. Does anybody want to address the board, and is there any discussion? I'll start with discussion from the board. I got my questions answered, but if anybody has any outstanding questions, we'll certainly try to answer those. Public comment? I'll get you to you. We're back next. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay, so no board, further board. We've had quite a bit, so okay. No, public comment. And could you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jiffy Johnson.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
I am somewhat bewildered by your budget, which you were kind enough to give me a copy of, but I just wanted to verify. What is the museum fund?
Derek, do you want to...
What is the museum fund?
But I didn't know you all had a museum, so...
We have two operations that are considered museums, so the zoo and the botanical gardens both fall in the museum fund.
We get a special levy for that, correct? And if we have a special, it is a special levy for that purpose.
And it's a state government designation.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so it's the zoo and the botanical?
Yes.
Okay, just to verify.
One is a collection of plants and the other an animals. We used to have the Caroline. It was a collection of bells, but we got mixed on that.
They weren't living. When the budget shows a loss in a particular area, a particular budget line, where is the income then to offset that loss? Because I couldn't find in the budget where it explains that, you know, like if, for example, the zoo lost $1.02 million. Okay, where does that money
come from? Some of the money from the zoo comes from the museum fund, right? So we get that money in through both. There are many revenue streams for the zoo, but the offset also comes from our general property taxes.
Okay.
So it's our job to look at how much money we get from property taxes, also from other revenue streams, fees and other golf passes, for example.
Well, I'm going to call page 2, which is like a summary.
Okay, yes.
Okay, where it says zoo. It says user fees, $18,000. And then there's no additional numbers. So even though there's bond issues, tax levies, personal property, contributions, I don't see any figures. So, like, I don't know where, and that's true from other departments, but I won't worry.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get the where do you get
that? That would either come from a subsidy from tax dollars or fund balance.
Okay, and it doesn't show that.
Right, it wouldn't. Yeah.
They're compartmentalized so that we see the different departments have their budgets.
Right.
And the thing is that the 90% of everything done at the park is funded through the property taxes.
Well, that would be my wild guess, but I don't see it reflected
If we were to try to run the golf courses just on the golf fees, we'd have run a putt putt.
Yeah, I know. You have a major.
Yeah, nothing here breaks even on its own.
Well, I get that, but where is the transfer? Because, like,
Stephen, can you help her with that, please?
Where it says, for example, zoo, it says, $418,000 user fees, but then it doesn't have, like, tax levies
as
a line,
which is
nothing there.
If you'd like to come in and make appointments, come visit me, I can go through all these details.
Okay. Right.
There's a transfer line item at the bottom where the items, where there's right now. We don't have the budget. We have to bring those to the board later in the year when we find out how much we need to transfer to support the other funds.
Okay, so it's not presented in the initial budget.
No, because we don't know
ad hoc.
Do it ad hoc. You bring it to the board and it's voted upon.
Well, I mean, you do it at the time that you
become aware
of it.
Well,
so
find out how much we need.
Okay, but we, to be clear, because I think this is a very important point, we try to get as close as we can to the budgeted amount. We're very vigilant about looking at what we've budgeted, what we believe we're going to need from property tax revenue to support that function, the zoo or the Carillon or whatever, and we try very hard to stay within that budget. Now, sometimes circumstance leads us, something breaks, whatever. So just so you know, we budget for revenues and expenses, not just for expenses. But then at the end of the year, if something is out of kilter a little bit, we move things around after the budget, you know, after the end of the fiscal year, which will be April 30th. Okay, and I think the best thing to do, I mean, any specific questions or concerns that you have, you can contact me or Derek, but I really do suggest that you sit down with Stephen and walk through with your questions, and then...
It's the first time I've had a chance to look at the budget, and...
No,
I'd be happy to address any of your detailed questions.
Thank you.
We
yeah.
Set aside an appointment and do exactly that.
Thank you. I appreciate you looking at it and that you took your time to go through it and come tonight. So thank you very much for that, and we're happy to answer any questions you have. Yes? Come on.
Bill's on last week. You know, I pulled out 20, and it was nice. We got 18, 19 budgeted, 19 projected,
yes.
20 proposed, and the increase, decrease, very handy. Did appreciate that. In addition to that, though, it was the level of detail, right? So this one was 15, 19 pages. The one was 72. I can tell you how much the preschool spent on sales tax. But the level of detail in the older one was very valuable for the public trying to see that.
Yes.
The generalizing that's been done on the new one is very hard to get a figure on what's happened where. So obviously these numbers still exist. I mean, it's not like you quit figuring out how much they spent on office supplies. So just printing out would still be nice and we sure appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I know. I just oversight for everybody. I know the two of us here are, but it's just nice to have it be sent out in out.
I completely agree. I preferred and would encourage staff to go back to the former format for next year. I'm like you. And when I can go through, as I did with staff, right, from each department, looking at what they actually spent in 22, what was budgeted in 23, what was projected in 24, was enormously helpful for me. Yeah, so I concur. Anybody else? Okay. With that, I would like to close the public hearing, and may I have a motion to adjourn out of public hearing? And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you.